The currency market has been relatively stable as traders await Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's second day of testimony before the Senate, though this does follow fresh yearly highs for the euro and pound against the U.S. dollar in Tuesday trade. Meanwhile, dollar-yen has been better bid after dovish comments from Bank of Japan's Tamura, who suggested weak Japanese data due to U.S. tariffs may delay rate hikes. Moving on, a leaked U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency report revealed that recent airstrikes on Iran's nuclear sites caused limited damage, with key components likely operational soon, prompting White House pushback from President Trump and the defense secretary, who insisted the strikes were highly effective. Traders are also focused on Fed commentary and recent U.S. consumer confidence data, which showed declining labor market optimism, signaling weak spending growth. Speculation grows about Fed rate cuts, with some Trump-appointed FOMC members hinting at a July cut, possibly eyeing Powell's chairmanship expiring in May of 2026, while one well-known institution predicts 7 cuts starting in March, targeting a 2.5% to 2.75% rate. In Australia, softer than expected May inflation has led a local bank to forecast Reserve Bank of Australia rate cuts in July and August. Today, attention remains on Powell and upcoming U.S. new home sales data. That's all for now.